what I have to do for it.
You're not what I need. She hunched up on the stool, short skirt casually revealing no underwear.
I know some guys.
Not that. The changeling got the barmaid's attention, pointed a finger at its drink, and then at the space in front of the girl. You know where the drug action is?
Oh, man. She looked around. Cops everywhere tonight. That thing at Aggie's.
The barmaid brought the drink, and the changeling made a show of rifling through the thick wad of bills to find a 20. I've been out of town. You see it?
No, man, it was noon. I hadn't gotten up yet.
She stared at the wallet until the mark put it away.
I could bring you anything you want. You shouldn't be on the street, man. Cops are picking up any polaggy they don't know.
White man. Hold it here a minute. The changeling went back to the men's room, a single, noisome stall, and sat in the dim light, changing slightly. It went back to the bar with the same features, but dark skin and black hair.
Now that's something.
She rubbed its cheek with her fingertip and looked at it.
How long it last?
A day or two. So what happened at Aggie Gray's, do you think?
Say it looked like a stuntman thing. Some gunshots, and then this guy crashes through a window, bounces off the whatchacallit over the door.
Awning?
Yeah, then runs like a bat out of hell across the street and the park and jumps in the harbor. Looks like he got his arm blown off, blood everywhere, but it don't slow him down like special effects.
The movie people say anything about it?
They say it's not them, but you know, bullshit.
Yeah. Drink up, and let's go.
Where?
Dope. Dealers. The changeling drank off half the martini in one gulp. The girl tried and went into a coughing fit. The barmaid brought some water and gave the changeling a sharp look. Maybe that's enough, it said when the girl quieted down and was breathing more or less normally. Don't know what they make this stuff out of, anyhow. She sighed and nodded and slid off the stool unsteadily.
There's a party. I take you there. You meet some guys. You take care of me.
What does that mean?
Like $100.
We'll see. He took her shoulder and aimed her toward the door. If I score, sure. They walked along Beach Road a couple of blocks and then down an unmarked gravel alley. She stopped at a Toyota that had more rust than paint and jerked the driver's side door open with a shriek.
Here we go.
You okay to drive? The door on the changeling's side didn't open. She leaned across and pushed hard twice.
Yeah, yeah, get in.
It smelled of mildew and marijuana. On the third try, the engine, older than the driver, sputtered to life, and they jerked on down the lane. She drove with a drunk's elaborate caution, weaving. You don't want me to drive? It couldn't die, but it didn't want to attract attention from police by not doing so.
Nah, this is fun.
She found her way to the winding uphill road that the changeling recognized as the one leading up to the Stevenson mansion. Traffic was light, fortunately. The girl didn't say anything. She was concentrating on staying near the center of the road. They passed by Ulema and came into a woodsy area with no homes near the road.
Look for an orange plastic ribbon on your side, she said,
slowing to a walk.
Tied to a tree, round a tree trunk.
There it is, the changeling said, and then realized human eyes wouldn't see it yet.
Where? I don't see.
She peered over the steering wheel, and the right wheels crunched into gravel. She overcorrected well into the oncoming lane, forcing a Vespa off the road. The rider yelled something in Samoan, but rode on. Trust me, it's up there. After another couple of hundred yards, the headlights caught the pale orange ribbon, sun-bleached emergency tape. She pulled into a dirt road just beyond it.
You got some eyes.
They could just see the road ahead, and the changeling held on. They splashed into potholes so deep the springs bottomed out with a clunk, and the driver hit her head on the roof, laughing. They came to a Western-style house, an incongruous rambler, a little light coming from behind drawn blinds.